I was privileged to be a professor in seminary for 8 years. And during that time, we traditionally started each morning singing Psalm 92. It was a Hebrew actual song, and the Psalm 92 starts off, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name, O Most High." That song riveted in my soul an element that I have since studied and taught and thought about and mused on and contemplated. And over and over and over again, it's the core element of what I think God wants from us as humans, and that I get out of the Psalms after years and years of sitting and musing and contemplating and wondering and listening. It's that God wants from us sacrifices of thanksgiving. There's something about Thanksgiving that's significant. During Thanksgiving in America, I've learned that oftentimes around our table at Thanksgiving, we say perfunctory thanks. Thanks for things that we can remember. Thanks for things that are obviously grateful, like a new car or a new house or a new baby or a new something new, usually, or unusual, or a newly graduated experience or some other kind of thing. But the problem with that is that gratitude, as the Bible frames it, is not a method or a system or a technique. It is a way to pay attention to something that is rooted in an attitude. It's an attitude of the heart, ultimately. Words like openness and paying attention and reverence and trust, those kind of things are what we're looking for. So in Isaiah, God says to his people, he says, "You draw near with words." Well, words are what prayer is, and prayer is about communication after all anyway. And so I think there's a central piece to what God's saying to the Israelite nation at the time and to us as well today. In Isaiah 29, he says, "You draw near with words, honor me with lip service," more words, "but remove your heart far from me. Your reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote." What God wants is our hearts. He doesn't want rote thankfulness. So if you've got to start somewhere, do it rote. But eventually, it seems like to me, we need to get to the place that we recognize that this is so central to us as humans and why it's so central to us in our prayer life. I'm going to give you some history of people who have contemplated this long before me, but have riveted my attention to why it's so important, I guess would be the way to say it. One of the things is that we are saved by grace, not by our own efforts. And what that means is, religion says, if you obey, if you do these things, if you will just pray, for instance, in such and such a way, if you do these practices, that you will be accepted by God. But the operating principle of good news of the gospel is, I'm accepted by God through what Christ has done, therefore I obey. The order really, really matters. So we think our obedience brings more satisfaction to God, but it's just the opposite way. When we recognize what God has already given to us, and out of gratitude we get to obey, it's a whole different platform. And those two platforms are most often confused over a lifetime by Christians that are following after Jesus. So the primary difference is motivation. If we try to obey the divine standards out of fear, that's religion. If we believe we don't obey, we're going to lose God's blessing in the world and the next, that's religion. In the gospel, in Christianity, the motivation is one of gratitude for the blessings we have already received because of Christ. The moralist is forced into obedience, motivated by fear of rejection. A Christian rushes into obedience, motivated by a desire to please and resemble the one who gave his life for us. It's such a radical difference. So here are some people that have written about gratitude at the core of our lives and how what it means to cultivate gratitude over a lifetime. In the Heidelberg Catechism, I didn't grow up in a church that did catechism, but catechisms ask questions and then answer them for you and you can contemplate them. Here's one out of the Heidelberg Catechism that says, why do Christians need to pray? That's the question that's asked in the catechism. And the answer is because prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. It's the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. And also because God gives his grace and Holy Spirit only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly, asking God for these gifts and thanking him for them. One of my favorite verses, maybe my most favorite verse in all of Scripture, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It's the middle line, and it reads like this. What do you have that you did not receive? Name one thing that is not a gift from God. Gratitude is an expression of dependence on the gift that's given to you. And all Paul is saying is all of life is a gift. There's not a part of life that's not, and you are not in control. I am not in control of the next breath I breathe. So he's telling us, if we express gratitude, we're expressing simultaneously our dependence on God for what? For everything. For life, for love, for hope, for peace, for joy, for the kinds of things that we're made for. Henry Nouwen writes this, gratitude is a response to grace. Grace is the gift. Gratitude is the response. The compassionate life is a grateful life. You want to be compassionate, you want to be kind, you want to be gentle, you want to be gracious, then it comes out of gratitude. And actions born out of gratefulness are not compulsive, but they're free. You get to, you don't have to. They're not somber, but they're joyful. The same kind of joy that allowed Jesus to go to the cross in Hebrews 12, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Not fanatical, but liberating this gratitude as a base for us. When gratitude is the source of our actions, our giving becomes receiving. In other words, thanks is in the giving. We have to give to recognize that we have been given too. In Philippians, it says, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With what? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the chief exercise of godliness, Richard Wallace says, in which we ought to engage during our whole life. The chief exercise of godliness in which we ought to engage during the whole of our life. Without thanksgiving, nothing can please God. He accepts all service only as it is an expression of grateful thanks for his mercy. Therefore, thanksgiving sanctifies the rest of life and the rest of our service to God. A couple other things. In Romans 1, 21, it says that the Gentiles knew God, but they didn't give thanks. They weren't grateful for the knowledge of him. They didn't know him because their knowledge did not gladden them with his love. For we do not love him, we show that we do not know him. Our knowledge of God is perfected by gratitude. We are thankful and rejoice in the experience of the truth that he is love. Paul says this in Romans 1. He says, although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, nor give thanks. Gratitude is the key. Gratitude is more than a mental exercise. It's more than a formula. We cannot be satisfied to make a mental note of things which God has done for us and then perfunctorily thank him for favors received. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us. And he has given us everything. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted. Nothing for granted. Gratitude means that I begin to realize that nothing is mine other than it's given to me by God. Here are some passages of scripture for you to muse on. Psalm 100. God made us. We belong to him. We are his people. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We recount your wonderful deeds. Psalm 95. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving and sing psalms of triumph, for the Lord is a great God. Colossians 2. Let your hearts overflow with thankfulness. Colossians 3. Be filled with gratitude. Sing thankfully in your hearts to God with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Whatever you're doing, whether you speak or act, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, what? Giving thanks to God the Father through him. 1 Thessalonians 5. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. A thankful life is a response to seeing life as a gift from God and realizing that our lives belong to God. God is the giver. We are the thanks givers. So, Father, help us as we go forward in our days to increase in our cultivating a life of gratitude as the anchor point for us going forward, no matter what we face in life, that we will honor you with our hearts by reverently taking the position of dependence that gratitude exposes. We give you thanks for your Son, for his all-sufficient grace, and it's in his name, the name of Jesus. Amen.